With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire at midnight. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Lawmakers have left town after failing to pass a Homeland Security funding bill. Democrats and the White House traded offers this week, but the Senate fell short of the votes needed to advance a bill. The expected result is a partial or mini government shutdown affecting the DHS, which employs more than 250,000 workers. A shutdown could drag on a while, with Congress now on a 10-day break. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina today. In remarks, the president salutes the Special Forces soldiers who went into Venezuela and emerged with President Nicolas Maduro.
Last month, we proved this truth once again when some of our greatest soldiers right here to ever live, frankly, successfully captured the outlaw dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and brought him back to face American justice, where he's now right now waiting. And that was an amazing night.
The president also said a change in power in Iran would be the best thing that could happen as the U.S. administration weighs whether to take military action against Tehran. California Attorney General Rob Bonta wants to know why families in the historically black neighborhood of West Altadena did not receive evacuation orders over the deadly Eaton fire last year.
The families forever changed because of the Eaton fire deserve nothing less than our full commitment to finding and sharing the truth.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 48 points, the Nasdaq dropped 50, with the S&P 500 up by 3 points. This is SRN News. Alabama considers a law to protect churches.
The legislation would make disrupting a worship service of any kind a felony with a 10-year prison sentence attached. The bill is a direct response to last month's invasion of a church service in Minnesota by activists protesting President Trump's immigration policies. Republican State Representative Greg Barnes sponsored the measure and tells the Alabama Political Reporter, quote, "No one has the right to disrupt a church service." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Mexican pastor has been jailed for refusing to participate in a Catholic ritual. International Christian Concern reports Pastor Mariano Martinez was locked up after declining to pray to a statue of a Catholic saint during a recent public celebration. Martinez was in jail for 5 days, and then local leaders let him out but banished him from his village. He had to leave behind members of his family as well as his small congregation. This is SRN News. It's a Super Bowl record that will likely never be broken.
Three fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But two of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
Chris Paul has announced he is retiring from the NBA after a 21-season career that stacks up as Hall of Fame worthy. He shared the news at the Clippers Arena in Inglewood. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.